Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
So yesterday, we started reading the story of The Trumpet of the Swan.
It starts when a boy called Sam Beaver saves some swan's eggs from a fox.
Yeah, and the swans start to trust Sam because of this. So when the eggs hatch and the cygnets, or baby swans, come out, they let Sam meet them.
However, one of these cygnets, Louis, can't make any sounds.
Now, this is really bad for swans because they fall in love and find partners by making sounds and songs.
Louis learns how to read and write. With Sam's help, he goes to school in Montana, U.S., which is close to Canada.
Louis uses a blackboard and some chalk to write on it. This means he can even talk to humans.
However, since other swans can't read, Louis is still lonely.
Will things get better for him?
And what about the trumpet that's in the title of the story?
We'll answer both these questions by reading through day two of our article.
The Trumpet of the Swan.
Louis falls in love with Serena, a beautiful swan. However, he can't win her heart. Louis's father steals a trumpet from a shop and gives it to Louis. He soon learns to play it, but by then Serena is back in Canada. Louis doesn't go back, though. He feels guilty about the stolen trumpet. Sam has a good idea.He tells Louis to make some money by playing the trumpet. That way, he can pay for it. Louis agrees and gets several different jobs. After some time, he becomes a famous trumpet player. He gets a job in Philadelphia, U.S., and moves into the Philadelphia Zoo.
Steal, 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 stole, stolen. Last night, three people got into the store and stole some money. Last night, three people got into the store and stole some money. Play, play. Patty likes playing the guitar.So, she joined the guitar club. Patty likes playing the guitar, so she joined the guitar club. Job, job. Rachel's new job pays her $45,000 a month. Rachel's new job pays her $45,000 a month.Move, move, move, moved, moved. Nathan will move from Taipei to Kaohsiung and go to a new school. Nathan will move from Taipei to Kaohsiung and go to a new school.
Part two of the story starts by saying Louis falls in love with Serena.A beautiful swan. To fall in love with someone is to develop deep romantic feelings for that person.
Louis 爱上了一只漂亮的天鹅 Serena. To fall in love 代表的是坠入爱河。To fall in love with somebody 代表的是爱上了某个对象。So Louis falls in love with Serena, but does she fall in love with him too?
Doesn't look like it. I mean, great for Louis,But we see from the article, however, he can't win her heart. To win someone's heart is to kind of make or at least get someone to fall in love with you as well, or at least kind of start that process. You do things to make someone realize that you're a great person and that maybe you should start a relationship.
To win somebody's heart 代表的是赢得某人的芳心。Louis 没有办法赢得 Serena 的芳心。
poor Louis. But why doesn't Serena like Louis?
Well, remember, we learned that swans win each other's hearts by making songs. Louis can't do that.
That's so sad. Mm-hmm. So what happens next?
Well, we see that Louis's father steals a trumpet from a shop and gives it to Louis. Let's take a look at our first word power word for the day. It's the verb steal, S-T-E-A-L, steal. Okay, to steal, and the pattern is steal, stole, stolen. Steal means to take something that belongs to someone else. Stealing is against the law. You shouldn't do it. Here's an example. Last night, three people got into the store and stole some money. Last night, three people got into the store and stole some money.
Steal 这个动词是偷窃。三态变化是 steal, stole, stolen. 昨天晚上呢，三个人闯入店内偷走了一些钱。
Stealing is definitely bad.
但是路易的爸爸却从店里面偷走了一只喇叭，然后把它给了路易。Why does the father do that?
Well, it's obviously for a good reason. He wants to give his son, you know, some way to make sounds and win this other swan's heart. So it is for a good reason, but it's still a bad thing. And we'll kind of see that this has also many bad results. But first, we'll have to see what Louis does with his new trumpet. And by the way, a trumpet is a musical instrument made out of metal that you blow into.
Trumpet 就是喇叭啦。I can't play the trumpet, can you?
Not a chance. I can't play any musical instrument. I am hopeless when it comes to music. But anyway, we see in the article that he, that's Louis, soon learns to play it, but by then, Serena is back in Canada. So when we talk about musical instruments, guitars and drums and violins and so on, we always use the verb play, P-L-A-Y, play. So of course, here, play has a slightly different meaning to our usual meaning of play, so let's check it out in our next word power word section. Here, to play means either to perform a piece of music or just to make a musical instrument make sounds. So you could say he plays the guitar, he plays the violin, or she's playing a song right now. For example, Patty likes playing the guitar, so she joined the guitar club. Patty likes playing the guitar, so she joined the guitar club.
Play 在文章中呢，当的是演奏的意思来解释。那我们例句说啊 ，Patty 喜欢弹吉他，所以她加入了吉他社。那同学们要注意哦，如果我们要说弹奏某项乐器的时候，我们会用 play 这个动词，后面再加上 the, the 再加上乐器名称，像是 play the piano。弹奏钢琴 ，play the violin， 弹奏小提琴 ，play the drums， 打鼓。路易很快的就会演奏喇叭了，但是呢 ，Serena 已经回去加拿大了。
Louis can now play the trumpet, but Serena is back in Canada, so she won't hear him.
Not unless he plays really loud. But we also see that Louis doesn't go back though.
Louis 没有回去加拿大 ，Why not?
The article explains that.He feels guilty about the stolen trumpet. So what Louis's father did has already had a bad result. Louis feels guilty. If you feel guilty, you feel bad because of something wrong that you did, or in this case, something wrong that someone did for you. You feel responsible for the bad things that happened. So think about it. The shop owner has lost money,because he has one less trumpet to sell, and maybe the store was damaged as well. We can also use the word guilty to mean when a court decides that you are responsible for a crime.
Guilty 这个形容词呢，在文章中指的是内疚的、自责的。那在法律上，当我们听到人家说啊 ,somebody is guilty of a crime, 代表的是某人因犯行而有罪。
Here, Louis feels bad about his stolen trumpet.
That's right. Now, as we saw earlier, stolen can be the PP form of steal, steal, stole, stolen. Here, however, we're using stolen as an adjective. Something that is stolen was taken from another person without asking. We could talk about stolen money, stolen property, stolen cars, and so on. If somebody stole it, then the thing is stolen.
Stolen 这个第三态的动词呢，也就是过去分词，它也可以当作形容词用。那在文章中就是这个用法。The stolen trumpet 代表的是被偷来的喇叭。Louis 因为那一只偷来的喇叭而感到内疚。So how is Louis going to fix this problem?
The next part of the story starts by saying Sam has a good idea.
Sam 有个好点子 ,which is?
Well,He tells Louis to make some money by playing the trumpet. If you tell someone to do something, you might be making a suggestion, or you might be ordering them to do something. So for the first kind, we could say, my friend told me to ask you for help, while for the second kind, we could say, the police officer told me to step back.You can kind of figure it out from the context, which one's a suggestion and which one is an order.
To tell somebody to do something 可以是告诉或是要求某人去做某件事情。那如果是要求的话，那就是带有命令的意味了。Sam 要路易去赚一些钱。怎么赚呢？ By playing the trumpet, 借由演奏喇叭来赚钱。But why?
Yeah, why should Louis earn money? And the article says...That way, he can pay for it.
这样一来呢，路易就有钱可以买那只喇叭了。So does Louis do it?
The article continues, Louis agrees and gets several different jobs. To explain that, let's take a look at the word job, J-O-B, job. It's a noun and it's our next word power word.A job is the work that a person does regularly, like maybe 5 days a week, in order to earn money. So we could say, Rachel's new job pays her 45,000 NT a month. Rachel's new job pays her 45,000 NT a month.
Job 这个名词呢是工作的意思。For example, teaching English is my job. 教英文是我的工作。那例句说到的是啊 ,Rachel 的新工作一个月付她新台币45,000块的薪资。回到文章呢 ,Louis 同意 Sam 的点子还一连做了几个不同的工作。Does this plan work?
It works really well. We see that after some time,He becomes a famous trumpet player.
Wow, 一段时间之后呢 ,Louis 变成了一位有名的喇叭演奏者。Good for Louis. Does he pay for his trumpet?
Not yet. The article says he gets a job in Philadelphia, US, and moves into the Philadelphia Zoo. Now let's take a look at the word move, M-O-V-E, move, because like the word play earlier, it has a more specific meaning here than just move somewhere or move your body. It's today's final word power word. So here, in this case, to move means to go to live or work in a different place, like moving house, that kind of move. Here's another example.Nathan will move from Taipei to Kaohsiung and go to a new school. Nathan will move from Taipei to Kaohsiung and go to a new school.
Move 这个动词在这边不指的是移动而已哦，它指的是搬迁的动作。那三态变化在字尾加上 D 变成 moved 就可以了。Nathan 将从台北搬到高雄，并就读一所新的学校。回到文章来，最后提到啊 ，Louis 后来得到了在美国费城的工作，他就搬去费城动物园住了。So right now we don't know if Louis will ever pay for the trumpet.
And we also don't know what will happen with him and Serena. We'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out, as we're now at the end of day two. It's now time to go to today's Magic Box.
Magic Box! 找亮点
大家好我是 Celine 今天想要跟大家分享非常实用的英文也就是 跟爱情有关的英文啦。我们先从简单的入手，如果你要说我爱上你了，你要怎么说呢？总不会是 I love you 吧，这样子太直白太没情调了。我们可以说 I think I just fell in love with you. I think I just fell in love with you. 我想我爱上你了。 Fall in love with somebody 就是跟某人坠入爱河，爱上某人的意思。虽然有 with， 但是这个片语不一定要两情相悦才可以用哦，你只是片面喜欢上某人也是可以用的。类似的片语还有 fall for somebody， 表示深受某人吸引而爱上某人，是迷恋的那一种。例如这个我的朋友 Karen 总是会喜欢上有胡子的男人。 My friend Karen always falls for guys with beards. My friend Karen always falls for guys with beards. 接下来呢，我们中文常常会说赢得芳心，英文我们可以用 win somebody's heart 来表示赢得某人的心。像是许多人在追求对方的时候呢，都会送礼物嘛。 You can try to win her heart by giving her 1,000 roses. You can try to win her heart by giving her 1,000 roses. 你可以试着送她1000朵玫瑰花来赢得她的芳心啦。或者是有些人人帅真好哦， His good looks won her heart.His good looks won her heart. 他的帅脸赢得他的心。最后我们再来学一个疯狂迷恋的说法，也就是 be crazy about somebody. 例如你有没有看过这个热恋期的情侣啊，很迷恋彼此，那种呢就可以用 crazy about， 像是 Selena is crazy about Justin. Selena is crazy about Justin. Selena 很迷恋贾斯汀，是不是很实用呢？那最后我们再来验收一下啦。我想我爱上你了，英文这句话怎么说嘞？我刚刚有说过哦，有仔细听的孩子都会记得的，别走开，答案即将揭晓。 The answer is I think I just fell in love with you. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so in the article, we looked at the verb steal, steal, stole, stolen, and how stolen could be used as an adjective as well. Now, there are quite a few other verbs which the PP form can also be an adjective. So here's an example I can give you. So we have the verb write. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And so write, we would say write.
Wrote, written.
That's right. And written can be an adjective. So we could talk about the written word. Okay, there's written as an adjective. A handwritten letter. So the word written is then part of a description,and it describes something someone wrote by hand.
所以呢 written 这个第三态的动词啊，也可以当作形容词用，指的是写上去的，被写出来的。 What about drive?
Okay.
Drove, driven.
Drive, drove, driven. Well, driven as an adjective describes a person who has a kind of strong feeling they want to do something or finish something. They'd say like, I'm driven to finish this race, or I'm driven to get a new job.
I'm driven to finish this race. 我下定决心要完成这场比赛。Okay, what about sing, sin?Sung.
Sing, sang, sung. Okay, they don't all have adjectives. Sung isn't really used as an adjective, so that's not one that fits the pattern.
Oh, 所以说呢，不是所有第三态的动词都可以当形容词用哦。Okay, what about this one? Drink, drank, drunk.
Oh, that's an easier one. Drink, drank, and drunk. And if we use drunk as an adjective...It describes someone who has had too much alcohol and is behaving strangely or stupidly.
Oh, 就是喝酒醉的。
Mm-hmm, exactly. So keep an eye out because you can often use those PP forms as adjectives in different ways, but as we saw with sing, sang, sung, not always. Okay, and that is all the time we have for today. Join us tomorrow for part 3 of our story, and we'll find out if Louis pays for his trumpet and whether he can win Serena's heart.
See you then. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The Trumpet of the Swan.
Louis falls in love with Serena, a beautiful swan. However, he can't win her heart. Louis's father steals a trumpet from a shop and gives it to Louis. He soon learns to play it, but by then Serena is back in Canada. Louis doesn't go back, though. He feels guilty about the stolen trumpet. Sam has a good idea. He tells Louis to make some money by playing the trumpet. That way, he can pay for it. Louis agrees and gets several different jobs. After some time, he becomes a famous trumpet player. He gets a job in Philadelphia, U.S., and moves into the Philadelphia Zoo.
Steal, 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 stole, stolen. Last night, three people got into the store and stole some money. Last night, three people got into the store and stole some money. Play, play. Patty likes playing the guitar, so she joined the guitar club. Patty likes playing the guitar, so she joined the guitar club. Job, job. Rachel's new job pays her 45,000 NT dollars a month. Rachel's new job pays her 45,000 NT dollars a month. Move, 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 moved, moved. Nathan will move from Taipei to Kaohsiung and go to a new school. Nathan will move from Taipei to Kaohsiung and go to a new school.